Condensed Memorial, October 1909. Presented to the General Conference Council, convened at College View, Nebraska, October 1909. Loma Linda College of Evangelists. With the possession of this place comes the weighty responsibility of making the work of the institution educational in character. Loma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. A school is to be established here for the training of gospel medical missionary evangelists. Much is involved in this work, and it is very essential that a right beginning be made. In regard to the school, I would say, make it especially strong in the education of nurses and physicians. Too much imperfect work has been done in the education given. The most useful education is that gained by study in connection with practical work. In medical missionary schools, many workers are to be qualified with the ability of physicians to labor as medical missionary evangelists. This training the Lord has specified is in harmony with the principles underlying true higher education. Some of the students are to be educated as nurses, some as physicians. It is not necessary for our students to go to Ann Arbor for a medical education. They may obtain at our schools all that is essential to perform the work for this time. It will take some time to get a right understanding of the matter, but just as soon as we begin to work in the line of true reform, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us if we are willing to be guided. Much good can be done by those who do not hold diplomas as fully accredited physicians. Some are to be prepared to work as competent physicians. Many working under the direction of such ones can do acceptable work without spending so long a time in study as it has been thought necessary in the past. We ought to have a school where women can be educated by women physicians to do the best possible work in treating the diseases of women. To us, it seems clear from the foregoing testimonies that there are at least three classes of workers to be educated in medical lines. First, many well-trained nurses to work as evangelists. Second, a large number of persons qualified with the ability of physicians to labor as evangelists. Third, a few fully accredited physicians with recognition to stand at the head of the work.